Happy Hour of Code Week, teachers. This week, our sponsor is a new tool, Metaverse. I'm using this tool in my classroom for my students to program in augmented reality and also to do augmented reality breakout boxes. Stay tuned at the end of the show to learn more about this free tool. Seven Things to Know About Coding in the Early Childhood Classroom, Episode 202.
The 10-Minute Teacher Podcast with Vicki Davis. Every weekday, you'll learn powerful, practical ways to be a more remarkable teacher today.
Today, we're talking to Dr. Marina Umashji-Bears from Tufts University, where she is the director of the DevTech Research Group. And we're going to talk about coding in the early childhood classroom. Now, Marina, how would you define coding? Because obviously we're not going to have them write long lines of code, right?
Right. So coding is a new fancy word for computer programming, but it's not just about computers today. Today, the world is full of smart objects. So these are objects that respond to stimulus in the world. For example, if you have faucets in the bathroom that have a sensor and you put your little hands, water comes out. So those smart objects know when there is the need to dispense water. So that's just an example of one of the smart objects that we have all around us. So those smart objects were programmed or coded by someone. So what we talking about coding is helping young children understand that objects are not magic, that they have been programmed, that they have been coded, and understand how it works.
What kinds of things can children do in early childhood, and in what ages would you start coding?
Yeah, so all of our work starts in early childhood at 4 years old. And when we talk about early childhood, we talk 4 to 7 year olds, and we work with robotics because robotics are tools that allow them to learn coding and to learn abstract logical thinking while not sitting in front of a computer screen. So robots have motors, have sensors, they can move around. And the particular robots that we have developed in my DevTech research group at Tufts, they're called Kibo, and they allow you to program them with wooden blocks. So coding happens without screens, without keyboards, just by putting together sequences of wooden blocks. Each block represents a command for the robot. For example, move forward, move backward, turn the right red light on, turn the blue light on. Sing, respond to a sound. And so the children put together all these blocks in a sequence, and then the robot has a scanner, and the blocks are barcode, so they scan one by one. And once they're done with the scanning, they press a little button, and the robot comes alive and will perform whatever sequence of action the child has programmed it. Yeah, what's even more interesting is that the robots all look different. Like in a classroom, all children look different and they learn differently and they do things differently. So same is with a robot. These robots are designed to have an art platform so children can integrate them with recyclables and with art projects and dress up these robots in many different ways.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. Now, why do you think that early childhood is the time to start coding?
In early childhood is when we start learning how to read and write. So the time where we develop our literacy. And I believe that coding is the literacy of the 21st century in terms that it will allow us to think in new ways, to solve problems that we never encountered before, and to open our world to new projects and new solutions that we don't even know we need. And so when do we start literacy? In general, we start literacy when kids are young and curious and open. So same is true for coding. We should start when all different literacies start. There's another point of why we start in early childhood is because the stereotypes about gender are not so strongly formed yet. So we really are talking about young kids who are open and curious about the world around them. While if kids wait till they are older, they start thinking, well, I'm not good at math, science, engineering. This is not for me. While in all our research, we found that if we start early on, everyone gets excited.
Now, there's so many apps and things out there that people say are for early childhood. And sometimes I look at it and I go, oh my goodness. I mean, what are the common mistakes that people are making with trying to teach coding for early childhood?
Yeah, so I coined a metaphor and I talk about playground versus playpens. So a coding environment is like a language. It's a programming language. And just like any natural language, English or Spanish, it allows you to express yourself, to create any project you want, to do anything you want. Really, it's open-ended. It allows and brings creativity. And that's like a playground. In robotics, this creativity happens also in the physical world because they're interacting with objects. They're interacting with each other, not by looking at the screen. So if you think of the activities that happen in a playground and you compare those to those that happen in the playpen, a playpen is very limited. You can do one thing over and over, and the adult is in charge, and it gets a little bit boring if you use it over time. And that's very different than a programming language. So I would say random playground versus playpen metaphor when we are encountering technologies for early childhood. And I would say that most of them fall in the playpen category. Playpen types of technologies are safe, right? That's what a playpen is good for. It's a safe environment, but doesn't really promote collaboration or open-ended and creativity and imagination like a playground does.
And Marina, from what I've read about young children and technology, the tactile piece is so important because so many of them don't really seem to understand the virtual world, you know, in an iPad or in an iPhone or whatever. I mean, how important do you think this whole tactile, you know, having objects to use to program is in the grand scheme of coding with early childhood?
I think it's really important. We know that children learn about the world by interacting with it. And so the more objects and the more different textures and aesthetically pleasing colors and forms and shapes we can expose them to, the better it is. And so nowadays we do have technologies that allow us to program with tangible objects and tangible blocks. That wasn't possible in the 70s when people started to think about coding and children. But nowadays, we can. So we really should be thinking about what are the best approaches to bring coding skills for children.
So Marina, we have a lot of kindergarten teachers who listen to the show. And what is your message to them? Because so many of them feel overwhelmed. Many of them feel like they have been overstandardized in the past with so many things. What is the best way to bring coding into their kindergarten classrooms without feeling overwhelmed?
So there are two things I would say. First, use a playground approach. Observe children in the playground. All of us know what good play is and the possibilities of play, and try to bring playfulness into coding. And the second one is integrate. So coding doesn't need to be separate and a different time. Try to integrate into math, into science, into social science, into language. So find a project that really you love to teach and try to integrate coding into that project.
So many fantastic ideas. You know, we've had so many guests who've really proven to us that young children can do so many more things than we think they can sometimes. So build that remarkable early childhood program and include coding. Metaverse is an augmented reality tool that my students are using to program. It's simple and free too. But many teachers are using Metaverse as augmented reality breakout EDU activities. These breakout activities are already made and ready for your students to experience. Download the Metaverse app today or go to coolcatteacher.com/AR to learn how to make the magic happen in your classroom. Metaverse is an incredible app and tool for you to use and try this week for Hour of Code.
Thank you for listening to the 10-Minute Teacher Podcast. You can download the show notes and see the archive at coolcatteacher.com/podcast. Never stop learning.